Joined right now by a guard for the Golden State Warriors. He's averaging better than 16 points per game in the Las Vegas Summer League. First team All-SEC. He was the SEC Freshman of the Year as well. He led Arkansas to the Elite Eight. He was the 14th pick overall out of Arkansas. He is the pride of Little Rock, Arkansas. Moses Moody is my guest. Moses, great to have you on. How are you?
All good. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you here. So let me ask you, it's been a few weeks now, but you were selected number 14 overall. Then you showed up really well in the Summer League. So what have the last few weeks been like for you? And what about the Summer League experience overall? How did that go for you?
Yeah, this has all been a lot of fun, you know, just living the dream. This is all part of what I've dreamt about since a kid. So just going through this process, going through the Summer League process, getting a chance to be out there on the floor with the guys. Around the facilities, throughout the workouts. It's just been a lot of fun.
All right, so part of that dream is to get drafted, and you were, so that's awesome. But how much more special is it when you get drafted by a team like Golden State that's been competing for and winning rings and knowing that you get to play alongside future Hall of Famers?
Honestly, there's no words to describe it, especially for a young guy like me. I've been watching the Warriors throughout their dynasty for the last couple of years. I've been watching it at home on my couch. So now, actually, to be behind the scenes in the locker room around the guys, it's a cool experience.
We're talking to Moses Moody, Golden State Warrior guard. Also, you played for my guy E. Muss at Arkansas. Now, Muss and I go back decades. We met in our early 20s. He raves about you. He told The Athletic, and I quote, "He's just wired like a vet. If you walked into a practice or a film session and watched Moses, saw his habits, you would think or you would say this is a fifth-year grad transfer." I mean, I know this guy, Moses. That's really high praise coming from him. What was it like to play for Muss?
Yeah, it was a great experience. I mean, I feel like he definitely prepared me for this level. And just being an NBA coach, being a Warriors coach, he dished out a lot of knowledge that I didn't even realize what it was while I was there. But now that I'm here in this environment, I can really see how much he really helped and taught and gave me advantage.
Moses Moody is my guest. One more thing he said about you. He was talking about your professionalism, and he's convinced that you can make that transition from college to the NBA pretty easily. What has the transition been like so far, and how have you gone about approaching preparing for your rookie season?
Me personally, my mindset is really just know what you don't know. I'm a young guy. I'm a rookie, so I'm going to come into the situation. I'm obviously a natural competitor, and I want to win, and I want to, you know, be the best player I can be. But I just got to be where my feet are. I'm a young guy, so I'm around a lot of really good guys. So earlier along in my career, it's really just about learning and picking up little things that's going to prepare me to have a long and good career.
See, it seems to me, Moses, looking at your background and your journey, I think that you picked up a lot of this at a very early age. For instance, I mentioned that you're from Little Rock, Arkansas. Frank Scott Jr. is the mayor. He told The Athletic also, quote, "You're going to see resilience in Moses. That is the fabric of Little Rock," end of quote. I'm curious, what was life like for you growing up there, and what does that mean when he says you're going to see the fabric of Little Rock?
That means a lot, especially coming from him. Knowing the environment in Little Rock, it's a great place to be. I think it's not too fast, not too slow. So, you know, you really just got to stay away from trouble. There's a lot of good things going on, so it's easy to find good places to go and good alternatives. So that's really what it is. That's kind of what I think it means. You know, Little Rock's obviously going to test you, and you got to find different ways to prevail. But I was able to do it there, so I think I'm prepared.
Moses Moody is joining us. You know, it still seems to me like you were a different kid in the sense that the story goes, you had a number of different career paths that you were interested in when you were growing up, at being an actor, being a lawyer, and more. But something else that comes up is that you were extremely disciplined from a very early age. As an example, is it true, did you cut out soda in fifth grade and then candy and then most juices and Kool-Aid, and you would go to bed early to make sure you got enough sleep? I mean, were you doing things like that in grade school?
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't know all that was out. But yeah, I did stop drinking soda in fifth grade. Really, all that stuff for the most part. I'm just disciplined. I knew what I wanted to do, and that's the big thing for me. I feel like it's harder to make those sacrifices and really make all those sacrifices. It's easy if you know that you're going to do it and then you're going to make it to the NBA. But really, at that young age, nothing solidifies. So you really have to make the sacrifices just for the chance that you might make it. And now that I'm here, it's all that stuff starting to pay off, and that motivates me to keep going.
Yeah, it is now. But, dude, I've got guys on my staff who are middle-aged that will not give up juices or candy. Well, one guy on my staff anyway. It's an amazing thing that you figured that out at an early age. Like, where did that mindset come from? Did you have parents who were hammering that into you, or did you just kind of figure that out on your own?
Nah, I'll be on my parents telling them to stop drinking sodas and stuff, really, even since then.
Great.
My thing was really when I was younger, I would realize like all my parents would always be like, you can only have one soda, or you can't have a lot of it, you can't have a lot of candy. So I'm thinking if you can't have a lot of it, you probably shouldn't be drinking it at all. So I just cut it out, stopped drinking it, and after I stopped for a while, I didn't even want it anymore.
Moses Moody joining us. I love that fact, but you try to tell them to stop doing it. Now, what about your dad, Kareem? He's pretty well known in the community for how hard he works and how many sacrifices he's made. What did you learn from your dad growing up?
A lot. Obviously, you know, he's very involved in the community, not just the good parts of the community as well. So, you know, we're going all through the everywhere in Little Rock. So just being in those environments, being able to, and learning how to adapt to different circumstances, I feel comfortable in a room full of CEOs and executives is just as comfortable as I do in the hood. So just being able to really have that versatility.
Moses Moody is joining us. I understand that you and Steph Curry went to dinner recently in Vegas. What was that dinner and that conversation like?
Yeah, it was cool. You just see, he invited me out after one of the games. He had some of his friends out to eat. So and D Lee was also there. We just went, chopped it up. Not much basketball talk, but you know, just talked about everything. It was cool.
That is cool. All right. So I know also pretty early in your time at Golden State, you walked in on one of Klay Thompson's shooting drills. What was it like to see that and seeing how smooth that jumper is in person?
Man, it looks different in person. That was obviously my first time seeing it, but just sitting there watching that repetition, that exact same shot, everyone. I mean, I sat there and watched him shoot for 20 minutes. He didn't touch the rim a lot. I can say that. he's a very consistent shooter, and just seeing that repetition of the same shot over and over again.
Talking Golden State basketball for a few more moments. Moses Moody, my guest. I know you've also talked about the fact that you've learned a lot from Damian Lee. Like, what has he told you about coming into the league? And then what have you taken from those particular conversations?
Yeah, D. Lee, that's the guy I've really been chopping it up with. He's told me a lot just about the mindset that you got to have, the small things to get on the floor. Just, you know, he's had an up and down career up until this point. So he's obviously got a lot of mental toughness, and he's been to the trenches of the NBA, and he's been to the top. So as somebody that's been through it like that, he really's got a lot of knowledge that he can dish out, and that's what he's been doing.
Hey, Moses, that's the second time today that's come up, and it's come up a number of times this week, this notion of mental toughness. Hey, in your opinion, how do you get mental toughness? How do you get tougher mentally? How do any of us get tougher mentally?
I mean, really, it's just having that resilience. I can't just sit up here and say, act like I got the ultimate poise or anything, but the number one thing is just don't quit. Shout out to Nipsey.
I like that. Just don't quit. Listen, am I also correct in thinking never quit? Is this true? Are you thinking about or throwing out the first pitch at the A's game tomorrow? And if so, how are you approaching that? Because I've done that, man, and I know you're a world-class athlete. It's harder than it looks. Just know that.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing. I'm going to have to go get some reps in. I ain't threw a baseball since I was about 5 years old. So we're gonna see, but Juan said I'm good. He stamped me into town.
Bro, I'm not even kidding. That's a good idea. Before I did that, I walked it off. I did do it. I had a few reps. And I'll never forget, I did it in San Diego at old Jack Murphy. And my wife literally said to me as I started to walk to the bump, she's like, please don't embarrass us. I'm like, are you kidding? Please don't embarrass us? That's what you have to say to me before I take the mound. So, Moses, whatever you do, don't embarrass your fam. They made a lot of sacrifices for you.
Yeah, I got you for sure.
I know you get that. You're going to do great. He is the pride of Little Rock, Arkansas. He is the 14th pick overall out of Arkansas. Had a great college career, a great summer league. Moses Moody, my guest. Moses, great to have you on, man. Thanks so much. Let's do it again soon.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me.
Great talking to you. And again, I'm always struck by like these guys, man. They're just so far ahead of where we were at that age, or even so far ahead of where guys used to be that I would interview at that age. But I know if my guy E. Muss is raving about Moses' professionalism, his poise, I know he's got a lot of that. because I know E. Must well enough to know that he does not say things like that about most guys. So Golden State got a good one. That's the 14th pick overall, and he is averaging better than 16 points per game in summer league ball. As always, shout out to Raymond Ritter, the GOAT, the greatest PR executive in the history of the world.